是那些没有相信神，那些跟神无关的人将来死去要去的地方。
Hell is the home of those who have no relationship with God. After they die, they're going to go there.
也许我可以提件事啊，在这里跟这个有关的。
I can bring up this thing that's related.
常常有人问我，这个人没有，这一位没有问的。不过常常有人问我说，哎呀，神呢，实在是有点不太公平，为什么一定我要信耶稣以后才能够进天堂，我不信耶稣就不能进天堂。
Some people ask me that God is really unfair. Why do those who believe him, only those who believe him can go, and those who don't can't?
事实上啊，如果啊，神叫这些没有信耶稣的人到天堂去啊，
Actually, if God asked those who had not believed in Jesus to go to heaven,
他到天堂去了，在那边他也不会享福，他到天堂去苦死了。
He will not enjoy it, even if he's in heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
我讲两个例子。
I'll give you two examples.
我平常在学校啊，不，我 OK， 因为我现在在学校啊，教书。
I'm teaching in school now.
那我要平常整天就穿西装啊。
And I have to wear a suit all day.
那我这个人就是很奇怪，就是说我要一定要等到晚上，我把这个 shirt 脱起来以后才换新的。你叫我下午啊要换一套新的这个衬衫了，我也不太喜欢。
I have a habit. I must wear this shirt the whole day and then take it off. I cannot change in the afternoon into a new.
那有一天啊，有一天晚上啊，我们要参加一个很正式的一个宴会。
And one night we had to go to a formal dinner.
那我那个白衬衫已经穿了一天。
I had worn my white shirt for the whole day.
那我自己看看说，哎。还相当白啊，我这个看起来还相当白啊。
I looked at it and to me it looked pretty white.
所以我不用换了，我就去了。
So I said I don't need to change it, I just went.
到了那个场面很大的地方啊。
After I went to that
哎呀，一看其他的教授，其他的那个 big shot， 他们穿的都真是真白的白衬衫。
And I saw the other big shot professors, they all had really a white shirt.
我最多有时候我这白衬衫还算白吗
？Then I said, well, is my shirt white anymore?
那后来啊，跟他们比一比啊。
And after comparing with them,
他们穿白衬衫
they were wearing white shirts.
我穿灰衬衫一样
I was wearing a gray shirt.
那一天晚上我说心里难过的
And I felt very bad that night.
就说如果 you are not prepared, 如果你没有准备好啊，叫你到那，人家说你到那里去那个很大的 party, 很多人想进去都没有办法进去，那你到那边去你不享受吗？老实讲那天晚上我一点都不享受，我心里苦得不得了。
If you're not ready to go to that banquet where everybody is looking forward to go in, then you will not enjoy, like I did enjoy that night.
我再讲一个故事。
And let me tell you another story.
很多人呢、啊，到洛杉矶去的时候，都很喜欢去看那个 Disney World， 对不对
？A lot of people like to go to the Disneyland.
Disneyland, OK， 到 Disneyland。那你到 Disneyland 去啊，你到那边呢、啊？如果我讲一个很台湾的那个大学生很喜欢讲的话，如果啊你没有去玩 Disneyland 的细胞在你身上的话，你到 Disneyland 呢、啊，你也不享受。
But if you don't have the Disneyland cells in your body, then even if you go to Disneyland, you will not enjoy.
很多人都很喜欢到那边去。
A lot of people like to go there.
有一次啊 ，Los Angeles 的一个教会请我到那边领会去。
One time a church in L.A. asked me to go and lead a meeting.
那那教会说：“哎呀，你不但是你自己啊，你全家都来了，我们寄飞机票给你。
”And the church said, "Just bring your whole family. We'll give you the plane ticket."
那结果我们全家都去了。
So we ended up the whole family.
那个教会的对我们很好。
And the church treated us very well.
他说：“哎呀，你们到洛杉矶了，应该到 Disneyland 去看看。
”And they said, "Well, since you're in L.A., go to Disneyland."
那我说啊，事实上我也没。我不喜欢，特别喜欢去。不过我的太太跟小孩子很喜欢，哎呀，很高兴迪士尼去了，他们高兴得不得了。
And I actually didn't really want to go, but my wife and my children really like to go.
结果我们去了。
So we went.
哦，他们两个回来以后啊，在那花了一天回来。
They spent one whole day there.
我问他们说啊
，I asked them,
你不要告诉他啊，他们在那睡觉，你不要告诉他、啊。我说，哎，你们去了是不是很好玩
？And I asked them, did you really have a good time there?
他说，哇 ，very excited, 很高兴。
They said we're very excited.
我跟他们去了
，and I went with them.
我在那天一天受了一天罪
，and I was miserable for the whole day.
我根本不 enjoy.
I didn't enjoy.
他们有那种玩 Disneyland 的细胞，所以他们很 enjoy。
They have Disneyland cells in them.
我没有那种玩 Disneyland 的细胞，说我受罪了一天。
I didn't have those kind of cells, so I was miserable.
如果啊，换成如果你没有天堂的细胞在你身上啊，你到天堂去你是苦死的。
If you don't have the cells of heaven in your body, then even if you go to heaven, you're going to be miserable.
我所说的细胞就是说那种不是真正的，就是人家因为。我在大学的时候，我们的同学待了很久，说你有没有音乐细胞？你有什么细胞？我是用那种意思啊。
Cells just it's a symbol, it's not real.
所以就说，如果你不喜欢耶稣的话，叫你到天堂就跟耶稣住在一起啊，那受苦受罪。
So if you don't like Jesus and you go to heaven and stay with him, then you're going to be miserable.
所以啊，你如果不喜欢神，你不喜欢耶稣啊，神叫你不到天堂去，是神还爱你。
So actually, God is loving you, sending you to hell. If you don't love God,
神不叫你到那里受苦去啊。
God doesn't want you to go to heaven.
OK, 我们看啊，耶稣是来替人赎罪。
Jesus came to redeem man.
为什么人生来就有罪
？Why did man have sin when the minute he was born?
不说人是生来无罪，只是无知。
Why don't we say that man is born without sin, but just born without any knowledge?
那借耶稣来领导我们认识神。
And then through Jesus to lead us to know God.
请不要说我没有谦虚的心。
Please don't say that I'm not humble enough.
很好。
Good question.
我并没有说你没有谦虚啊。
I'm not saying that you are conceited.
Okay. 我先讲，什么叫做罪？
Let me first talk about sin.
圣经里面所说的罪啊
，the sin referred to in the Bible.
其实啊，还不在乎说你撒谎，还不在乎说你偷东西。
That kind of sin does not really matter whether you kill or whether you steal or whether you.
如果你去看罗马书第一章啊
，if you read Romans chapter 1,
你就看得很清楚什么叫做罪。
Then read the chapter carefully and know what is sin.
罪就是我根本跟神没有什么关系。
God is, sin is to have nothing to do with God.
我根本不把神当成一回事。
I don't even care about God.
我根本不理神。
I don't even pay any attention to God.
我跟神没有关系。
I have no relationship with God.
那人生来本来就这样，对不对
？And we're born that way.
而且啊，圣经上啊，也跟我们提，因为我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪的缘故。
And also because our ancestors.Adam and Eve sin.
所以他亚当夏娃犯罪的结果今天就留在我们身上。
And the result of their sin has been kept with us.
所以耶稣，所以圣经里面说人生下来有罪，原因就在这里。
That's why the Bible says that man is born with sin.
第一，我们要明白什么叫做圣经里面所说的罪是什么办，怎么一回事。
First of all, we must understand that what the Bible means when it refers to sin.
那这个，你说你。撒谎啊你去杀人啊你去偷东西啊这些啊乃是 deviation 可以说从那个最基本的罪我不理神不认识神这件事所导出来的结果。
The sins of stealing and killing are only derivations of that basic sin of not knowing God.
OK, 底下圣经说啊底下的问题说有些人行为很好不需要福音。有些人行为不好而接受福音这两种人结局不同是不是很不公平
This question asking that there are some people who have very good behavior who doesn't accept the gospel but there are some people who doesn't have good behavior and they accept the gospel those two kinds of people will have different endings is that unfair?
OK 好我先讲啊一个人需要不需要福音呢、啊？还只要还不在乎他的行为好不好
？It doesn't matter whether a person's behavior is good or not. What in accepting the gospel?
我们并不是说，因为我的行为不好，所以我才需要耶稣。
We're not saying that because my behavior is not good, so I need Christ.
那种看法完全错了。
This is the wrong way of looking at it.
那今天晚上，大概今天晚上的讲道的时候，我会提到这件事。
Tonight I will refer to it in my preaching.
所以，我晚上花一点长一点时间来解释这些问题。
So tonight I'm going to spend some more time to explain this.
所以主要啊，变故是说，因为我有不好的行为才需要福音，或者是说才要接受福音，并不是那一回事。
That's not important whether my behavior is good or not in accepting the gospel.
还有另外一件事，说有些人行为不好啊，接受福音了、啊。一个人如果真正的接受福音的话，他虽然行为不好啊，福音的力量会改变他的生命，所以以后他就不会再有坏的行为。
And even if a person does not have a good behavior, when he accepts the gospel, that gospel is going to change him, and he will no longer have bad behavior.
关于这一点，明天早上希望我有机会谈到这件事。
I hope that I can have an opportunity tomorrow morning to speak on this.
Okay, 第二，圣经在何处明说明显？自己说耶稣是神，或者耶稣自己说他是神。
Where can you find in the Bible referring to Jesus, saying that he is God, the Bible saying Jesus is God, or Jesus himself saying that he is God?
有很多地方。
There are a lot of places.
Okay, 我们今天早上稍微提了一下。
We'll refer to some.
比如说今天早上啊。我们看到约翰一章第十八节。
This morning we read 1 John chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见神。
Nobody has seen God.
只有在父怀里的，我今天早上说啊，那种 unique one of that kind God.
Only the God that is unique one of that kind God.
就是说今天早上我所说的就是，只有耶稣就是。在父怀里的耶稣就是神，是那种我们中文总是喜欢把它翻成独生子啊。事实上，希腊文所说的 monogenes 那个字啊，不是独生，而是 unique one of that kind。我中文不晓得怎么翻，谁替我翻一下 ？unique one of that kind， 那种种类当中的唯一的。
The Chinese likes to translate it "son of God," only begotten son, but it really refers to。The one unique kind of God.
那比如说啊、，OK， 马太福音那里啊，马太福音我看啊，就是 OK， 马太福音第十六章
，Matthew chapter 16，
第十五节
，verse 15。
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Jesus asked, "Who do people say I am?"
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那比如说啊，在这个啊，腓立比书第二章，比如说
，In Philippians chapter 2，
很多了，我只是稍微有几个想到我现在想到的啊。
I'm just referring to a few places.That I can think of.
Okay, 第六节，腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
我们从第五节念了，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
We read from verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
他本有神的形象。
Who being in very nature God.
Okay, 比我们翻得好一点。就是我本来不会要说的，他念的是这样，他本来他的本性就是神
，His nature is God。
可是他不以自己与神同等为强夺的
，But he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped。
所以以后就讲了很多了啊。
And so it went on。
那还有很圣经里面很多啊，我今天早上稍微提了一下。
There's a lot of places in the Bible。
就是说啊，圣经里面好几个地方啊，称耶稣是主 ，Lord。
There's a lot of places in the Bible that refers to Jesus as the Lord.
那这个主是什么呢
？What does the word Lord mean?
这个主啊，就是耶和华。
This Lord means Jehovah.
那耶和华是谁
？Then who is Jehovah?
就是神。
Jehovah is God.
所以你说圣经里面有好几个地方啊，有哪一个地方说耶稣是神，多得不得了。
So you say, where in the Bible does it refer to Jesus as God? There's a lot of places.
好，我这个大概要。啊？呀，我这个晚上讲，有一些是晚上我讲的，等晚上再讲，因为这里还有很多，
所以
我希望不要再重复了。 这样的话你晚上听到的时候比较要留心一点。 OK， 启示录第22章中啊，生命水与生命树是代表什么？
In Revelation chapter 22, what does the living water, the water of life and tree of life, what do they symbolize?
Well, 那里啊所说的代表是代表什么？就是神要供应我们永远的生命。
That represents God wanting to supply us the eternal life.
所以换句话说，在那个地方啊，在新耶路撒冷那里啊，我们有永远丰富的生命。
In other words, in the New Jerusalem, we're going to have eternal abundant life.
OK, 这一个问题，耶稣基督时代以前的人如何才能得到救恩？
The people in the times prior to Jesus Christ, how are they going to receive salvation?
好，我这么说啊。我们人呢、啊，是时间的受时间限制的。我先用英文讲啊 ，We are time limited being， 我们是受时间限制的存在物 being， 就是我们的存在啊，我们这种是受时间限制的。
In other words, we are really restricted by time.
可是神根本不受时间的限制。
But God is not restricted by time.
所以在我们观念里面啊，比如说耶稣定我们替我们定十字架，差不多两千年前替我们定十字架。
So about 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross for us.
可是神既然不受时间的限制
，But since God is not restricted to time,
在神的头脑里面，换句话说，在神的看法里面呢
，In His way of looking at it,
耶稣基督定十字架。
The fact of Jesus Christ's crucifixion.
不一定等到这个时间，在神的马圣经里面有一个地方很讲清楚的讲。
It may not necessarily refer to that incident.
说耶稣基督啊，就是从创世以来被宰的羔羊。
And one place in the Bible says Jesus Christ was the lamb that is to be slain right before the earth was ever formed.
换句话说，在神的观点看起来啊。事实上，这个世界还没有被创造以前，耶稣基督已经为我们的罪受死了。
So from God's point of view, even before the world was created, Jesus Christ had died for us.
可是因为我们是受时间的限制，所以我们要等到耶稣为我们这个我们是为要等到耶稣为我们受死以后，我们才晓得这件事。
But because we are limited by time, so we have to wait until Jesus Christ actually dies for us before we can accept the salvation.
那事实上在旧约时代我们也看到旧约时代他们献祭就是都是预表耶稣基督的为我们定十字架。
So we see in the Old Testament all those offerings of the time are representative.
所以事实上啊旧约时代的人他们如果得救的话也是借着耶稣基督。
So the Old Testament people, if they are saved, they are also saved through Christ.
他们就是因着信，听从神为他们所预备的特别的方法，比如说就是要献祭。
Through their belief, they will do according to what God has laid out for them, for instance, offering a sacrifice.
而他们的献祭就代表他们的信仰。
And their sacrifice represents their belief.
Okay, B. 何以同一个耶稣基督会产生不同的派别，如同路德会啦，什么很多很多会。
For instance, how come the same Jesus Christ can give birth to so many different denominations? For instance, the Lutherans, etc.
Okay, 这个我们要从历史上去看。
We must see this from a historical viewpoint.
Okay, 我先讲一个例子啊。
First, give an example.
比如说啊，在 Ohio 这里啊，里面有好几个大学。
For instance, there are a lot of universities in Ohio.
我想你大概有一个 University of Cincinnati， 对不对？
There's a University of Cincinnati.
如果我讲错了啊，告诉我啊。
If I make mistake,
因为我不住在 Ohio， 所以我讲错不要紧。就是不是不要紧的，就是有冤可冤的，就是 forgivable。我讲不准啊。OK， 情有可原，因为我不在 Ohio， 我是 Kentucky 的。
It's understandable, he's from Kentucky.
OK， 比如说啊，有 University of Cincinnati， 有 Ohio University， 有 Ohio State University， 有 Kent University， 还有什么东西是吧？五六个对不对？大学。
There's all kinds of universities that he just named.
那事实上你会说，哎，奇怪， 你们每个大学里面都是教同样的化学，那为什么一定要有五六个大学，不是同一个大学就好了吗？
And you say, well, it's funny because you teach the same chemistry. How come you need to go to all these different universities? Can't you just go to one?
你到每一个大学，他们都告诉你水是 H2O， 不一样。
You go to any university, they'll teach you what is H2O.
你不会说我到 University 那里，人家告诉我说水是 H4O5。
Nobody will tell you, say, in the University of Cincinnati that water is H4O5.
那 Columbus 是在 Columbus 你学的水就是 H10 and all 13 or something like that.
And Columbus 没有 will not tell you that water is H10 or
虽然他们都是 H 叫水都是 H2O， 可是为什么有不同的大学？
Even though they all teach water is H2O, how come there are different universities?
主要原因就是历史上的背景产生出来。
The main reason is history.
比如说啊，最初啊。OK， 我说从这个宗教改革开始讲。
From the Reformation，
原来那个时候啊，在15世纪左右，那个时候15、16世纪那个时候啊，罗马天主教的教皇啊，他讲了很多事啊，是离开的声音很远。
In the 15th and 16th century, the Pope said a lot of things that were totally off from the Bible.
所以在那个时候，就有很多人觉得说，我们应该要回到原来的圣经上所讲的。
So some people say we should go back to what the Bible originally tells us.
所以那个时候有马丁路德出来喊说，我们今天的带领一批人说，我们不应该啊再跟从这个错误的方法，我们应该回到圣经的那里去。
That's why there are people like Martin Luther who comes out and says we must not follow the wrong way. We must go back to the Bible.
所以他的工作产生他所做的工作流出来，留下来就变成路德会。
And so his work that he started remained up till today, and that's the Lutheran.
那在这个瑞士兰，在瑞士的那个地方啊，有一个 John Calvin， 他也出来，也说，哎呀，我们不要离开圣经，我们应该回到圣经那里去。他做工作的留下来的结果，也就是变成现在长老会。
In Switzerland, there's a man called Calvin who decided also to return to the Bible, and the work that has come remained till now is the Presbyterian.
所以这种各种不同的这个派别啊，所谓派别或者这宗派啊，是有了那种历史背景出来的。
So these denominations come out of history.
OK， 基督徒既然只信奉一个 unique God and only God， 他们应如何对待其他信仰的不同信仰的信徒呢
？Since Christians only believe and serve one unique God and the only God, how should they treat people who are different in their religion？
Well, 如果你有爱心的话
，If you have love，
爱心的话 ，love，OK，、okay, 所以我们听清楚啊。如果你爱心的话，你既然知道这个唯一的真神
，If you have the love and since you know that unique God，
你就要想办法带他们来认识这位唯一的真神。
And you must think of a way to lead those people to know this unique God。
我们到底到几点钟结束？
五点
，OK。
四点
十五分大概是。
哦，对不
起。Right。
4点。
我们只剩下十分 ，OK， 很快的啊。Let me see。如果有些问题，我需要这个需要讲，也许我把没有时间讲的放到今天晚上或者明天早上讲到时候，太搅和你 ，OK。
Maybe if I can't make up for this, I'll just put this into my sermon tonight and tomorrow。
我先看这个啊。这个，因为基督徒如何能从神得到能力原谅他的仇敌
？How can a Christian receive strength from God to forgive his enemy？
Well， 这个我们要从神那里啊领受神的能力啊，很重要，就是说我们愿意在神面前求神啊，我真正需要你的能力，求你赐给我。
Important thing is to realize we need the strength and ask God to give us。
事实上神很愿意把这个能力赐给我们。
God is very willing to give us that power.
可是如果我们不愿意接受的话，我们没有办法。
But if we are not willing to accept it, then there's nothing we could do.
所以就是说我们应该很愿意的求神帮助我们。
So we must be very willing for God to help us.
OK, 信了神是否得救？还要遵行律法呢？若只信神不行律法，得救不？
Okay. Will you still be saved if you just believe in God? Do we still have to do according to the law?
好，这一点呢，最主要问题在说什么叫信。
First of all, it's important to know what is believing.
很多人认为说我信了啊，我信了以后啊，我只是信，我相信有一个神存在，那就我得救了吗？
People think that I just believe in a God, then I'll be saved.
其实圣经所说的信并不是这样的。
But the believing or the faith does not mean just that in the Bible.
有很多人对这件事有很错误的观念，认为说我只要相信有一个神存在，我就得救了。
A lot of people have this misconception that if I just believe in a God, I'll be saved.
其实并不这样。
But it's not like that.
如果昨天，对，昨天呢、啊，我要应该到圣庙里这边来。
If that, yesterday I was supposed to come to St. Mary.
我也相信，我如果不从维摩三点钟以前离开的话，我没有办法在八点钟以前赶到这里。我相信这样，对不对
？Don't leave my home at 3 o'clock, then there's no way I could come here before 8.
那虽然我昨天下午很多事情在学校，很多事情要做。
But yesterday I had a lot of things to do in school.
所以我实际上昨天实在赶了很赶，是不是
？I was very rushed yesterday.
可是我只在那里说，哎呀，告诉我的秘书，因为我有事情，我要秘书答一些 publication 的东西啊，所以我赶着一直在逼他。
So I put I've been putting pressure on my secretary to type out some of my publication.
我给他加了很大的压力，就是要他打完以后才我 check 完以后寄出去我才能来。
I wanted to finish and check it and mail it before I come.
那我比如说我告诉我的秘书说，哎呀，我相信啊，我今天晚上八点钟以前一定要赶到 St. Mary.
And if I tell my secretary, I believe that before 8 o'clock at night, I'm going to get to St. Mary.
那我也相信我开车一定要五个钟头。
And I believe that it needs 5 hours to complete that trip.
可是到三点钟我也不走。
But I don't leave by 3.
到五点钟我也不走。
And I don't leave when it's 5.
到八点钟我也不走。
I still don't leave.
而且留在那里。
I still stay.
只说我相信我要到 St. Mary 去，要五个钟头，我相信，可是我不干。
All I say is I believe, but I don't move.
我真正的相信吗
？Then am I really believing?
绝不对。
That's not the way to believe.
如果你真正的相信的话
，If you really believe,
你就会照样去做。
Then you will do accordingly.
圣经里面所说的信呢、啊，并不只是接受一个事实。
The believing mentioned in Bible does not just mean you accept a fact.
你接受一个事实以后，还要 act accordingly， 照样去做才是相信。
After you have accepted this fact, you must act accordingly.
好，什么是新生？什么是新生命
？What is a new life？
我晚上再讲。
I'll tell you that tonight.
什么是律法
？What is the law？
我们刚才稍微提过了。
We just mentioned it briefly today.
OK， 基督徒过的是什么样的生活
？What is the Christian life？
有一些人，这种
人，
虽受苦难，对不对？
我不知道，苦难吧。
那到位里面。OK， 跳舞什么，甚至到年轻人抽大麻。
Some people may
他心中有主，他有罪吗
？May dance, they may smoke marijuana, but they have Christ in their hearts. Do they still have sin?
Well, okay. 我大概晚上或者明天早上会提到这件事。
I refer to it tonight or tomorrow morning.
哥林多前书三章十五节说到人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15 it says a man after being burned he will be damaged but he will still be saved but even though he's saved it's as if he came out of a fire.
在这里所谓的亏损是什么
What does it mean here that the word to be damaged?
在这里的得救和我们基督徒最初的信主得救是不是一样
And the being saved in this verse is it the same as our being savedIn our first time when we accept Christ.
OK, 我先说啊。大概的说啊，这里所说的得救啊，就是提到我们信主以后的信主的时候得救一样。
It does refer the word being saved is the same thing as our being saved.
可是我们平常只讲得救啊。
But we just talk about being saved.
事实上里面的含义很多。
Actually, there's a lot of things in those words.
那我要讲啊，大概讲一个钟头。
If I want to speak on this, I could take an hour.
所以我等明天早上才讲。
So I'll wait till tomorrow morning.
明天早上我准备，我一直在想，我本来 OK， 明天早上我就准备讲那个 得救的含义是什么？什么叫做得救
？Tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk about the meaning of salvation, being saved.
所以那个时候啊，这个问题会 clear 啊。
At that time, the question will come up.
那这里所说的 question 呢，当然就是说，你为神所做，你以为说你为神所做的这事，事实上都落空了。
Here, the word damage means that what you thought you were building up for God are all emptiness now.
所以这关键这个问题，我明天早上在讲到的时候。提到这件事能够帮助各位了解。
So I'll refer to this tomorrow, so help you understand.
Now, 现在4:15。